Funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. Streetwise Athlone.
In this series, we learn about the old and recent history of the streets of Athlone, hear the thoughts and memories of locals and tourists, and the changes we might see in the future.
Episode 48, Mardyke Street.
Historian Garrod O'Brien tells us about the history of the area.
The name Mardyke Street has been in use for over 250 years. It stretches from Dublin Gate Street to the fork in the road at the Sweeney, now Custrum Cuts, but then takes a left turn and continues on as far as O'Mara Auctioneering. Before the present St Mary's Catholic Church was opened in 1861, the parish church was located off Mardyke Street, on an area of ground close to the present underground car park entrance in Gleeson Street. This site was, prior to the building of the Town Centre Shopping Centre, the car park for the Royal Hotel. The earlier church was built in 1812, and when I was asked to write the parish history for St Mary's Parish over 30 years ago, the then administrator of St Mary's, Father Frank Gray, showed me an inscribed stone which was built into the wall of a boiler house in the present church. The stone would seem to be the dedication stone of the earlier church. It reads, "My house shall be called ye house of prayer." Mal chapter 21, verse 13. "Our Lord God with us as he has been with our fathers, not forsaking nor rejecting us, but inclining our hearts to him, we walk in his ways and keep his commandments." 3 Kings chapter 8, 57 and 58. In more recent times, Mardyke Street was very much associated with the sub-post office. The first sub-postmaster was Frank Flanagan, who was appointed in the 1930s. When he died in the 1960s, the building was subdivided, with Tom McCormack taking over the post office section and Gerald Flanagan running his business in the other part of the premises. Mrs. Farrell was a long-term employee in the Mardyke Street sub-post office. Her daughter Geraldine took over the post office from the McCormacks, and Mrs. Farrell still works part-time in the sub-post office in the town centre. One of the finest buildings in this area was O'Neill's Bar, a popular bar which served food. It was a fine red brick building on the corner of Mardyke Street and Pump Lane, and it was previously known as the Goldsmith Tavern. Several years ago, after an explosion and fire, the premises was demolished. The site is still vacant. In the early 20th century, this was Larry Maguire's Bar and Grocery. Larry Maguire was involved in a famous breach of promise case in 1905. It was taken by Miss Ellie Gorry of Rosemount. The couple were engaged to be married, and Larry understood he was to get a dowry of £200. But when he arrived at the house on the morning of the wedding, only £100 was forthcoming. Larry argued his case, but when nothing further was offered, he raised his hat, like a gentleman, and said, "Soft day, Mrs. Gorry," and turned on his heels for Athlone, leaving Ellie in the lurch. She later sued him for £1,000 for breach of promise, but after a long public court affair, she just got £190 compensation. During the Troubles, Larry Maguire's was burnt to the ground by the Black and Tans, and it was later rebuilt in its original style. Another very interesting building is the premises in the centre of that fork in the road, the premises known as the Sweeney, which houses Custrum Cut Ladies and Gents Hairdressing Salon. In the 20th century, this was Sweeney's Grocery and Bakery, one of the landmarks of Old Athlone. When the Westmead Independent was founded back in 1846 by James Martin, he had his printing works and offices in Mardyke Street. The development of the Athlone Town Centre Shopping Centre, with its main entrance in Mardyke Street, necessitated the demolition of the old Royal Hoey Hotel. We know that for over 200 years, a hotel has stood on this site. It was known as the Sun Inn up to the 1840s, when the then owner, William Hare, had renamed it Hare's Royal Hotel. It was later owned by the Claxtons before passing to the Hoey family. In the early 20th century, this area, almost a square with its widened road between the present office centre and the Sweeney, was used as a marketplace for selling pigs. In old engravings of Athlone, the premises now housing the office centre can be seen initially as a single-storey thatched building. Over the years, it has been expanded upwards to what it is today. Prior to housing the office centre, this was once a bar, grocery and light hardware business run by Maria Egan, affectionately known as the Little Flower. In the late 1940s, it was taken over by Billy Case, together with an adjoining shop in Dublin Gate Street, and it became Case's Supply Stores, a very popular general hardware store. Mardyke Street was traditionally a great business street with a great variety of family-run shops and businesses, many of the families choosing to live above the shops.
Erica visits the area and speaks to passers-by.
Mardyke Street is just up at the top of this street.
And
you're onto, you're right, you're into Mardyke Street then.
What did that used to be like?
What used it to be like?
Yeah.
It was a lovely street. You had Sweeney's, that was one of the
Sweeney's
main...
Sweeney's Corner.
No, Sweeney's Corner was down at the bottom of Irish Town. Down opposite St. Patrick's Terrace.
Not at all. Sweeney's Corner was right opposite Joe Gagan's. Oh, I worked there.
That wasn't Sweeney's Corner. Sweeney's Corner was down at the bottom of Irish Town, on the left-hand side. Remember, there used to be an old pub there.
Two sisters.
I know who you're thinking about. Bill Sweeney's aunts. I remember them well.
That was Sweeney's Corner when
Jack
I was
Sweeney.
Gone. Yeah. Called Sweeney's Corner.
Jack Sweeney and Rose and May.
That's right. That's right.
I remember them well, sure. I have coffee with Bill every morning.
So where was Sweeney's Corner then, just to be clear?
We'll say that's where Tommy says it is.
I always believed it was right opposite Gagan's barber shop, right?
And they
used to sell animal feed and animal products and all that sort of. And there was two old ladies there who would be aunts of Bill Sweeney now.
And Bill's father had a dental surgery there.
And that was Mardyke Street?
That's yeah. Mardyke Street.
And then you had the big pub that was burnt down.
That was Maguire's pub.
Maguire's was burnt down during the Black and Tans. And it was rebuilt and it's burnt down for the second time there.
A couple of years ago. Remember during the big frost?
There were thawing out
pipes with a blow lamp. Set the place on fire, burned it to the ground.
What's the bakery along there?
Leonard Donison.
Yeah.
The pet shop, yeah, that was Slaffy's pet shop. What sort of a butcher was he?
Peter Slaffy, yeah.
Pork. Bacon and pork, wasn't it? Pork. Yeah. And he also owned the pet
Peter's
shop.
Pig.
Yeah. That's an odd combination, yeah. Isn't it?
Well, Slaffy's, it was also a pub and a restaurant too as well.
Pub, yeah. Restaurant, butcher's,
yeah,
pet shop.
Yeah, butcher's before that, yeah. A pet shop, the last, wasn't it? At the latter years.
He had the pet shop where McNeil's had the florist.
Yeah.
Remember, it was the
where James Blakeau had the second shop.
It was the Cozy Cafe.
On a fair day, you'd see asses and carts.
A fair day? What's a fair day?
There was a fair day. I'm selling cattle and sheep on the street, or on in the fair green.
Oh, right, yeah.
The January fair, there was a big occasion. Horses, cattle.
And would they be all coming by this way?
Before my time, though, I remember when I was a kid, horses were sold along here and over in the Fair Green and over in Mardyke Street. There was horses on the street that time, sold in the street, January fair. But I think it was the third weekend in January. It was a big occasion that loan, the January fair.
Streetwise Athlone. Historical research and presentation by Garrod O'Brien. Additional research by Damien McKellen. Interviews by Amanda Gunning, Ursula Ledwith, Mel Ray, and Erica Follows Smith. Editing by Kyle McKellen. Produced by Amanda Gunning.
funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee.